Hurry the fuck up! What are you doing?
Really hard to do it.
Five words.
Yeah, but you try say it. There's like a lot of anticipation.
Two girls, one Greek salad.
Yeah, it's just funny. I just say welcome to two girls. Is it two girls, one Greek salad or two girls and one Greek salad?
It's just two girls, one Greek salad.
Welcome to...
Just say it? Two girls, one Greek salad.
Two... Two girls, one Greek salad.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
Oh, no. Can you do that? I just said two girls, Greek salad.
I'm Chloe. Yeah. That's my introduction.
You can't just do that.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Okay.
That's how you introduce yourself.
I'm Amy.
Oh, let's talk about star signs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, what's your big six?
My big six is Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius. Fuck. I don't know the order of the big six. Like, is it?
It's like, it's sun, moon, rising.
Is it Mercury, Mars, Venus? Or is it like Mars, Mercury, Venus?
I only know that Venus is last. Like,
Mars, Mercury, Venus. Mercury, Venus, Mars.
Okay. So, continue. Say it from the start.
Should I say my stuff or just say the signs? Because what if people don't know the order?
Just say the order then.
My big six are Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, Sag, Cap, and Taurus.
He didn't even say the order, but whatever.
Oh, shit. Was it?
It's okay. It's okay. mine is... I don't want to say it.
I'm
gonna get hate crimed.
That's okay.
My sun is a Leo. My moon is also a Leo. My rising is also a Leo. My Mercury is also a Leo. My Mars is a Virgo. And my Venus is a Taurus.
No. Wrong way.
No, it is.
Your Venus is definitely Virgo.
Oh, sorry. My Venus is a Virgo, guys. And the other one is a Taurus. My Mars is a Taurus.
Oh, my God.
So, do what you want with that.
Oh, you're fucking crazy.
Can you shut the fuck up? Oh, sorry.
You have to bleep yourself.
So, what do you look for, like, astrology-wise, when you're dating?
I probably want someone with an earth sign in their big three.
Why?
Because they're, like, really focused on work and getting money.
Facts.
I don't want a Leo guy because I feel like they'll have a big ego. And, like, I can have the big ego.
I'm kind of dating a Leo male now.
That's kind of sad.
No! But, like, it's kind of weird, right? Because, like, I have, like, strong fire placements in my chart. Mm-hmm. And dating someone with, like, and fucking, like, fire sun, and I think his other two, I think one is earth and the other one is fire. It's kind of weird. It's kind of fucking weird. Oh, sorry. Because, like, I'm a pretty controlling person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, he's also really controlling, and I like to think of myself as a manipulator, but he is also a manipulator.
Oh no!
So we both kind of just play games against each other, and it's kind of toxic, but I kind of really like it.
Oh yeah.
But it's kind of like fucking boring sometimes, and he's really needy, and I don't know if that has to do with any of, like, the astrology stuff, but, like, he always asks me to, like, catch the same fucking bus as him, and it's really irritating sometimes because I just want time to myself, and yeah. But, like, you're literally dating, like, a Gemini male.
So I No, I don't really care about their sun sign, though. Like, if he was, like, a Leo sun sign, I wouldn't really mind.
Yeah, sun isn't that important. It's just kind of, like, the general of themselves.
Yeah, like, my red flag's probably, like, Leo moon or Leo rising.
I think Leo rising is worse than moon, to be honest.
Leo rising, I feel like, is more, like, confident. They have the bigger ego. And then Leo moon, it's, like, more, like, internal. Like, they kind of keep it to themselves.
Like, they're the ones with, like, the big ego, but, like, they keep it to themselves, and they, like, they'll talk shit about you, like, to themselves.
Yeah.
And it's kind of really fucking sad, coming from a Leo moon myself.
I'm a Leo moon.
Coming from, like, two Leo moons, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I really wouldn't want to date a Leo moon.
Yeah, I fucking hate Leo moons. They need to, like, get their shit together.
Yeah. Also, like, for the Venus signs, I don't want, like, a Virgo Venus. Not personal.
You don't want to date me?
No.
You don't
want to date me? No, Virgo Venuses are so, they're really picky.
Yeah, I get that. There's, like, everyone talks about how, like, Virgo Venuses are, like, very, like, toxic in relationships.
Yeah.
I'm not, though.
I think coming from a Virgo Venus,
Are you a Virgo Venus?
No. You are.
Oh.
Like, coming from a Virgo Venus thing, they're not that bad. But, like, you are one.
Yeah, no, but, like, when I'm, like, dating, I usually, like, I don't know, I just, like, expect people to read my mind without me having to tell them, and when they don't, I get really, like, upset about it. I think I'm actually secretly, like, a crazy bitch. Oh, sorry, I have to bleep that.
Oh shit. Oh,
I'm gonna have so much editing to do, you fuckwit.
Oh my god.
Oh,
you
shit. Oh. But generally, like, I think, like, I'm really in, like, males. I like the Sagittarius moons and risings. They're pretty lit. They're kind of cool.
Oh yeah, you know who's a Sag moon?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not naming names. Just We're give not me naming the first names. Letter. Give me the a. first letter. Oh, frick, frack.
Frick, frack. No, it's okay though. It's like,
no, but that's because he's a Gemini sun. Like, it kind of, like, rounds it out and, like, makes his Sag look bad.
Oh yeah, plus the Pisces.
I want to, like, get a reading.
Same.
Like, but, like, I'm like... poor as fuck.
Like, I don't want to, like, some of my placements, like Cap Venus, everyone's like, oh, Cat Venus is like, they focus on work and stuff, and then once they find the right partner, they're like really attached and they'll work hard for them. But like, I don't feel that. And the thing is, I have the same, like, my friends who are also born in November, they have the same placement as me. Yeah, but like, I'm very different to them.
Oh my god, you're not like other girls.
Oh my god, I'm so different. No, I feel like sometimes it's my Aquarius rising, though. Because, like, the stereotype is they don't care.
Yeah. But, like, you kind of just ghost people for days and then, like, act like nothing happened. So
the thing is, like, you know, the opposite of Aquarius is Leo.
Yeah.
So then if I have a Leo moon, but then my Aquarius rising... So they're both, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, sometimes I care a lot.
Contradict each other.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, I remember you told me earlier today, oh, I have all four fixed signs. I'm so balanced. But I think you're like the most unbalanced child.
Excuse me? By the way, this is coming from the person with four Leos in her fixed.
Yeah, but I'm consistent. you have one of each element.
Yeah, but then like you basically have the same. It's just like the same element.
Yeah, but shut up.
Oh my god.
What is the Mercury retrograde thing?
I think it's when like everything's amplified and you feel like really mad and sad and shit. Oh, oops.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it ends like the 22nd though. Let me search it up. Yeah, May 29 to June 22.
Oh yeah.
Problem with communication. Oh,
like, June 22 is tomorrow.
So after June 22, no more problems with communication.
It affects every sign differently, right?
All search up what it does to yours.
Okay. If you guys want to know what it does to yours, search it up yourself. I don't give a fuck. I'm not reading every single one. Okay.
What the fuck? I literally...
It tells me to avoid speculative investments. What does that even mean?
What the fuck? Like, investments like stocks and shit?
Probably. It's not a good time to buy and sell or do any trading. Analyze your investment portfolio. Use your know-how and advisory skills to help friends and associates.
Oh my god.
And yours is emotions rule, not common sense, so beware. Avoid affairs of the heart. Oh, you've already fucking failed that.
Oh.
Passionate Scorpio is also secretive, and your secrets may seep out. Keep them in a diary. Do you keep a diary?
No. Oh, yeah, kind of.
Ew, what is wrong with you?
It's in my notes. It's just like, I just talk about men.
You're one of those TikTok bitches that
I
like,
have to keep track.
Rants in their notes. Oh my god. I just like cry. And then I'm like done. No. I fucking hate, like, I haven't noticed like a change from this Mercury shit.
Same. Literally nothing else has happened. I feel like it got... I don't know. This whole thing, I was just kind of ignoring someone that we know.
Who?
And I was, like, playing games with other people and shit.
Oh, yeah. That person.
But, like, they bitched to me about it, and I don't care.
They're gonna find this podcast and...
Oh, my God.
Cry.
No, not the Cancer, Venus, Cancer, Mercury, and Pisces rising.
Who is that?
It's literally him.
Who?
It's literally the Sag moon.
Oh, frick, frack.
Cancer, Venus. Oh my god. Neediest.
That's so embarrassing.
I know. Oh my god, this woman, this like old woman made a whole website about it, but like you can't see all the content. It's just, like, advertising for her stupid books.
Ew. Go buy the books, then, and read it.
Yeah.
I get mixed responses from people when I tell them my placements. And, like majority of them will be like, oh, yeah, I get that vibe from you. And I'm like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Oh, my god.
But then, like, every now and then I get those people that are like, you don't give me Leo vibes at all.
What? What kind of vibes do you give them?
I don't know. They always guess that I'm like a Virgo or like a Scorpio. And I'm just kind of like, what the fuck? Oh, sorry. Bleep.
Oh my god. Nah. I definitely would guess, like if I had to guess, it'd either be Leo and then it would be like Virgo, Scorpio, Aries.
Yeah. I get Virgo a lot when they don't guess Leo, but like
yeah, because Virgos are like fucking crazy. Oh, oops.
Oh,
Virgos are like very crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I fucking hate oh.
OMG.
I actually fucking hate I hate Virgos really bad.
Yeah, but they're like kind of really hot, so like I don't know.
What do you think of those the, you know, the TikToks of those, like,
yeah,
the 10-year-olds that make like the oh, your
soulmate is this.
And yeah, like, yeah, they get so many likes, like up to millions of likes, right?
I think, but people, like, are just stupid. Well, like, if anyone made a random, like, Zodiac video or, like, a letter video, as long as it applies to them, they'll like it and they'll believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do, like, the most generic shit, and, like, people inside will know that it's fake, but since since it relates to them and, like, whoever they're crushing on at the time, they'll be like, oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, oh... Or, like, for different signs, it would just be, like, really generic stuff. It would be, like, you really like to eat. Or...
Yeah.
Or, like, everyone is, like, scared of you. And people like that.
And the only detailed one is the one about, like, the account owner's own sign.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I saw this one video, and she put all of her placements in it. And then all the comments are, like, Are you sure? That is
so awkward.
That is awkward.
No. And then there's ones that's like, there's this guy, you know, brown hair, taller than you, plays sports. Like, it's so generic.
Yeah.
And you're kind of just like,
that's
literally like half.
That could
the people
be anyone.
School.
Like, when you think about it, you're like, oh my god, that's him. But then you just think of it as anyone, and then you're like, oh yeah, I guess.
You're like, oh my god, that's him. Oh wait, that's his whole friend group.
Yeah.
They all look the same. But, like, I think, like, people like to believe it, and, like, there's the caption of it is always like, this has no hashtags, this is a sign.
Oh yeah. Like, I made, no, like, 5 million of these.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's not. It's the fucking algorithm. And
yeah, like, everyone liked this one. This one has, like, 5 million likes. Obviously,
yeah,
it doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how is it going to apply to you?
No, but, like, it's people? I say that, but then one time I saw this one TikTok, right? And it was, like, recently there's, like, this guy, and he's, like, really annoying you, but he really likes you.
Mm.
And he's got heavy cancer and water placements.
Oh, yeah. I see a bunch of those, and they kind of scare me.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck?
Like, I swear, like, also those, the tarot readings, like, I personally believe in, like, reading people.
Yeah.
But over TikTok kind of doesn't make sense, because you're sending it to a large audience, and especially the videos with, like, millions
of likes.
Yeah,
like, how the heck do you know me?
Yeah, and I saw this one video, and it was like, the readings that appear on your For You page aren't like, they're not specifically for you. Like, if it doesn't resonate with something that's happening in your life, then it might not be for you, and you need to, like, decline it.
But how do you know that? Like,
yeah,
it's so hot.
It's kind of fucking oh, sorry.
Oh my god,
it's kind of like stupid, because, like, people are so fucking gullible, right?
Oh.
And they'll do anything to believe that their crush likes them back.
That's when, so, like, pathetic. But, like,
in reality, their crush probably doesn't even know their fucking name.
Yeah,
you know, it's all like 10-year-olds making these accounts and, like, trying to get followers, and, like, I bet you in a couple months time they'll, like, turn their account into, like, a personal account, and no one will know.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be, like,
oh, my god,
they're
I've
trying to
thought
be,
I'm
like,
doing that, though.
No.
Like, you get a bunch of followers, and then all of a sudden you change everything, and then everyone's following you.
And everyone's like, how am I following this bitch? She's so ugly. That would be what would happen, and everyone would unfollow you.
That's my dream, though.
So what's your ethnicity? I know, but you should, like, tell people.
Oh, I'm, like, half bit, half Chinese.
Ew.
What's yours?
I'm, like, fully white.
Oh, my god. I'm Jason are gonna hate cry me now.
No, I'm actually I'm Chinese Malaysian.
So oh,
I'm just built different.
Can you go back to white?
Do you get mistaken for other Asianness?
Oh yeah, people call me Philo a lot.
Oh, is it because you're like you have darker skin than
yeah,
Asians?
Yeah, because they're like crazy. Yeah, they just like, think I'm Viet. Like some people don't even think I'm like half Chinese. They just think I'm Viet or Philo.
Yeah, at least they can guess that you're like Viet. Like I've never gotten anyone before guessing that I'm Malaysian, and it's like kind of fucking offensive.
I mean, it's like, I think Malaysian people, it's like kind of easy to tell, but then people always like put them in the box with like Singaporeans.
I'm pretty sure some people don't even know what Malaysia is.
Yeah.
Like they only know like East Asia.
Yeah, they just think it's like China, Japan, yeah. Korea.
Because like when I was growing up, I would get like China a lot, right? But now when I like in high school and when I meet my parents' friends and like people out of school, they always guess that I'm like either Korean. And the other day, the canteen lady asked if I was Vietnamese.
Oh my God.
I'd never gotten that before. And I think it made me want to like cry.
Was she Viet?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Basically, the conversation was like, I was buying myself a chocolate croissant. And she's like, are you Viet? And I was like, no. And she's like, you're so pretty. You're so beautiful. And I was like, thanks. Aww. And I just walked away with my chocolate croissant. It was really fucking scary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but that was the first time I'd been mistaken for anything other than like Chinese or Korean. I don't like being assumed, like I don't like people assuming that I'm Korean, because like I look in the mirror and I'm like, that is not a Korean person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the way I do my makeup. I do, like, soft makeup. But, like, even when you look at me with my makeup on, it doesn't look like I'm Korean. Like, you guys should, like, check out my Instagram. It's at CHL4U. I'm pretty, like, attractive.
It's the folly you're showing. Don't worry.
Don't bring that up. People don't need to know that. What rank are you on Valorant?
I don't want to fuck you. Oops.
I think that white guy told me today.
Oh, no.
He was like, you know Amy's bronze 3?
It's the white guy's fault. It's literally the white guy's fault there.
Like, I think he promised me a brownie today, and then he ate it.
He's stupid.
And I wrote his whole assessment for him, and he was like, thank you so much, I'll give you a brownie tomorrow. And then he only brought one and ate it himself.
Oh my God, his mom's I hope she like, you should just steal his mom and then she'll make you them.
Yeah, he was sitting in front of me in commerce today, and I asked him if his mom was hot, and then he like left.
Oh, he just said left.
He was like, I don't know if I should answer that. And I said, you should. And he's like, I don't think I can.
Is it because she's hot? Is he saying it because she's hot?
I think she is hot.
Oh my God. Ew, did he just call his mom hot?
Yeah, but he's not hot. So what happened?
Why people be like?
I swear, like, they all look the same, but they all look different, you know?
Yeah, they're, like, all slightly different.
I guess you could say the same about, like, us, but...
Oh.
Asian people are just built different, like...
Yeah.
I believe in Asian supremacy.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have the better food.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what the fuck? What? Wait, what do white people eat? They just eat like pasta every day?
Macaroni and cheese.
No!
Cheese, grilled cheese.
No, I saw this one video on TikTok and it's just like shredded steak, but it's like really like oily.
Ew.
And then it's just like boiled greens.
Yeah, like I swear some white people, not to offend anyone, like
but like to offend them.
Yeah, but like I swear why people think like oil is seasoning.
Yeah, but it's like not.
They just get salt. Fat. Like that's why America is so fat, because all they eat is so oil.
Fat. All their portions are huge.
Mm-hmm. And you know how like you'll eat KFC and it will be like good, right? Like fast food, right?
Yeah.
You'll eat it and you'll be like, oh, this is good. But then like you eat your like home food and it's like so much better.
Yeah.
But like I feel like white people, when they eat like fried chicken, they're
like a treat.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this shit is
busted. Oh my god, finally.
Because they eat like plain bread every day.
Ew.
Like, I look at people's lunches at school, and I swear people be eating, like, Vegemite sandwiches.
Oh, my God. I'm calling it a meal. Kid, he was eating, like, really heavily buttered white bread.
No.
Yeah, it was just, like, butter.
Have you ever had, like, white bread with butter on it and sprinkles or sugar? Oh, yeah. It's really good.
It's good.
My brother, like, showed me that when I was like 7, and I like got addicted to it, and he was like, you know how many calories is in butter? If you keep eating it, you'll be... Oh, can you hear my dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, I don't care. He was like, if you eat too much of that butter, you'll get fat. And like, he could have told me earlier, because now I'm literally like 50 kgs and regretting my life.
No.
50 kgs is like the average, like 40 to 50 is the average, right?
Yeah.
But it's not when you're 154 centimeters.
No, but like everyone carries it differently. So you could just have more like muscle.
Yeah. And like, I've been like gaining weight recently.
Same.
It's the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Like I step on the scale and I'm like, what am I eating? Because I'm always eating out now. Like, mm-hmm. after school, and then I'm just like, mm-hmm. should I stop?
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where, like, I don't check my scales anymore. Like, I'll look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't look that bad. But once I touch that scale, and it tells me I'm 50 kgs,
I get really sad about it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what's happening? Because I'm so used to, like, eating and then, like, not gaining weight because we're, yeah. like, Asian. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, lately, it's just been, like, not doing that.
It's actually the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, it's changing my whole life. And when it's over in one day, I better lose my 10 kgs again.
Yeah.
What do you think about, like, you're a middle child, right?
No, I'm the oldest.
Ew, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like...
Damn it. Okay, so how many younger... You have 2 younger sisters?
5.
No, you don't.
I literally have 5 younger siblings. I have 3 younger sisters and 2 younger brothers.
You don't have a brother.
Yeah, I do.
I've never seen them in my life.
Yeah, he lives at the other house.
I mean, living with you.
Oh, yeah, just two.
Yeah, yeah. So, how old are they?
12 and 5.
Yeah, okay. So... Do you, like, you know how there's, like, that thing that's, like, the oldest child gets, like, neglected and, like, hated? Is that true? Oh, yeah,
they really don't like me.
Your parents or your siblings?
Oh, like, my parents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's why I'm always, like, Valorant in my room. Oh, my God. Oh, no, they can't know that.
They can't know that. We'll talk about Valorant in another episode. You have to stay tuned for that. But I grew up with like one older brother that's 6 years older than me. So we were never in the same school and we never really had anything in common, right? Mm-hmm. But like, you know how it's like the oldest child is the most hated one? I wish that was fucking true. Because I'm literally the most hated child. And it's not funny. It's not even funny. My parents are literally obsessed with my brother. Like, all he does is play games. And, like, even though he's smart and skinny and, like, somewhat attractive, it doesn't matter. Because, like, to them, he's, like, the golden child of the family. And I thought that was meant to be me. Like, I was born last for a reason. I'm meant to be the star child, you know?
No, but, like, why isn't he... No, but isn't he not there anymore? So it's just all on you?
Yeah, yeah. So he moved out, like, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And even after that, like, my parents just kind of, like, ignored me. And to, like... Since he's, like, a disappointment to the family...
Yeah.
They like, threatened me by being, like, oh, don't go on your phone too much or you're going to end up, like, your brother and, like, be homeless.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I still know that they love him more than me because... of the way that they treat him when he, like, had those outbursts and fights. They would just, like, comfort him and buy him stuff. But when I have my outbursts, they tell me to stop being, like, dramatic and, like, go to my room. Like, when I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to cry, you know?
Mm.
Like, if I started crying, they'd be, like, they'd lock me in my room. And I'd just there. It was really, like, not that fun and fresh.
That is not fun or fresh.
So, like, I grew up with, like, my dogs being my family.
Oh, my like, God.
Maybe no. I'm, like, Tarzan.
No, don't say that.
Have you ever started, have you ever thought about, like, starting music? Like, singing?
No, not really.
Are you a good singer?
I don't know. I don't usually sing, like, seriously.
I feel like you sing in the shower and that's it.
Mm.
But, like, when you sing in the shower, it's, like, weird shit like Britney Spears.
I literally saw Britney Spears today to my friend.
Yeah, I'm, like, watching you.
Oh, my God. Wait, how did you even... I was singing Baby One More Time.
Oh, my God. I was literally about to say you give the vibe that you sing Baby One More Time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's true.
And, like, Toxic.
Yeah.
Oh, do you sing? My God. I used to do vocals.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But, like, I was kind of bad.
No. Would you ever do music, though?
No.
No?
You have to be so creative for that, and I'm, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm, like, not. Like, I, like, might be the one, like, one of the least creative people you've ever met. Like, I'm innovative, but I'm not creative.
Yeah. No. You're creative.
Your mom's creative.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to... Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Yeah.
Give me a topic. Come on.
My loneliness is killing me.
That's not a topic.
This is definitely a topic.
Oh, Britney Spears. We're not talking about Britney Spears.
Britney Spears boring.
Everyone has talked about her, like, mental breakdown.
Oh, yeah, and how, like, she's being, like, hidden and stuff, and she's, like, a
captain.
She
kind of looked good bald.
You know who looks good bald? Like, Demi Lovato.
Who the fuck?
Oh, Demi Lovato. Oh, they're, like, oh, non-binary.
But, yeah, Demi Lovato came out as non-binary, right?
Yeah.
That's fun and fresh.
That is really interesting.
Did you grow up listening to Katy Perry?
I guess. Yeah.
Like, what did you listen to growing up?
Melanie Martinez.
Oh, yeah, same. I think I had my Melanie phase, like, really late in life, though. Like, before that, I listened to, like, TGIF. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It was really embarrassing. Oh, my God. I liked Katy Perry. I fucking hated Taylor Swift. I don't know why.
Why?
Her music wasn't that bad. Like, her music's not that bad, and I really vibed with You Belong With Me. But... I, like, other than that, like, Bad Blood really got on my nerves. And I had this friend that really liked Taylor Swift and, like, went to her concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really weird. Mm. Because, like, we'd always argue and I'd tell her that Katy Perry is better. And then she'd start, like, crying.
Oh, is she okay?
She's just an intense Taylor Swift fan.
Oh my god. It was kind of just like in the background because all the other kids really liked like popular, like what that type of pop music. And it was kind of like a social reject. So I listened to like Marina and the Diamonds.
Oh.
And Melanie. And then I had this like phase where I'd only listen. I only listen to like mashups.
I'm not even joking.
Like, I listened to like Selena Gomez and Melanie Martinez mashup.
No, it's okay. I used to listen to fucking Nightcore.
Oh, I tried, but then I would listen to mashups, but the Nightcore version of the mashups.
I was visiting my cousins. My cousins are like 8 and 6. And I was visiting them for Christmas last year. And I walked into their bedroom and I heard like Nightcore music playing.
No.
And they were doing like, they were making like Getcha Life.
No, Getcha's for like virgins. My sister does that.
They're like 8. No. Obviously, they're virgins. Oh my god.
But like, they're like forever virgins.
I think like our version of that was like playing MSP and listening to Melanie Martinez. And dressing like our Movie Star Planet characters up as like emo goth or like really like pink bubbly characters, you know?
That was literally me.
Yeah, I did that and like I met my childhood best friend, like my online best friend through MSP.
Oh, yeah.
We like, you know how like instead of Discord, like Skype was a thing?
Yeah.
So we met on this Skype group chat for MSP and we talked for like a while and we used to video call every night and we got into so many like of those petty fights where like we're just hiding stuff from each other, but like we're still friends to this day.
What if you were getting groomed and it was like an old man?
But I didn't.
But like, what if?
But like, I didn't.
I mean, like, then was like this sneaky, like, when you get access to the internet. But like now, all these like younger kids have access to the internet. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, like the other day, not the other day. Like at the end of last year, I was listening to my family's conversation, and apparently, like my 8-year-old cousins were watching videos on YouTube about how to escape jail.
Oh my god. No, like, you know, all those, like, really bad Among Us jail, don't call this at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Like, family channels give me AIDS. I'm so glad I didn't watch them growing up.
Same.
But they're so popular now.
And I'm glad, like, I'm not, like, an iPad kid.
Yeah. True.
It'd actually be embarrassing.
Like, they're trying, they think they're so cool now, but, like, wait for, like, 2 years later, they're gonna, like, watch that shit, and, like, especially the ones that post shit on YouTube. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then they'll go back, they won't remember their password to delete this shit, they'll have an embarrassing email, an embarrassing name, and they'll just, like, find it, and their friends will find it, and everyone will make fun of it forever.
But, like, some of them who, like, post early online and they get really popular, I'm kind of jealous. Mm-hmm. Like, you know those, like, girls who are like, oh, I'm 08 or some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, you look so young. But, like, they get clout, so then when they grow up, they'll just, like, already have clout.
Yeah, but that's, like, pretty privileged. That's not, like, really
No, clout. But, like, dumb kids as well, like, fidget toy videos, like, they still get popular as well.
Oh, yeah, the other day, like, yesterday, I saw this video on my For You page. And it was, like, those, you know, the popping ones?
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, it was in at first, and there was, like, a liquid in it, and then they popped it out, and, like, cum came out of it.
Oh, my God.
And it had, like, 2 million likes.
Yeah, I don't think they realize, like, how far they're reaching.
Yeah, I think they think that, like, I don't know if they know that, like, they're famous. Because yeah, they continue to post shit things.
Like, millions of people are seeing their stuff.
Yeah. But, like, a lot of those, like, videos that hit, like, 10 million views, it's usually just, like, a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's really rare to see someone who consistently gets, like, 1 to 2 million likes a video unless they're, like, famous, like, fucking, like, yeah. Bella Poarch or some shit.
I kind of wish I, like, started posting, though, when I was, like, younger.
Yeah. But I hated going to chat rooms on MSP. Like, all I did was shop.
Oh, my God. I would, like, try all the VIP hacks.
No, I remember, I'm actually so stupid because I met this random on Facebook. I was so safe on it as a kid.
Oh, my God.
But I met this random on Facebook, like, a month after I started playing MSP. Mm-hmm. And she was basically just like, I'll buy you a year VIP if you give me your account. So I gave her my account. And she actually did it.
What the hell?
What? Wait, why?
And this was like a grown woman, okay? She was like 18.
Yeah.
And she was like, she just messaged me on Facebook and she was like, I'll give you a year VIP if you give me your account. So I gave her my account password. And then she actually gave it to me. And then a year later when it expired, I asked her to buy it for me again. And she did.
Wait, what? Do you still have contacts?
No.
Why?
I was like 8.
And you didn't just keep coming back?
No, because I think eventually once she was like, I actually can't do it anymore. Oh. And then I did this really stupid thing where I downloaded MSP on my grandma's iPad. And I spent $600 worth of money on MSP. Oh, no. I, like, kept buying VIP and I'd buy it for, like, other people. But then, like, I think they got it refunded and I got to keep my VIP. So.
Oh, my God.
Where my sister? It was actually really scary. Oh, my God, really?
She took my mom's credit card and bought, like, $90 worth of, like, VIP. And then they never got it refunded.
That's not bad.
And my mom told her to stop playing it.
Oh my God.
And it's all because I introduced her. She didn't know what that bitch did.
What?
And, like, she stole my password, hacked into my account.
What the
and
fuck?
Gifted all my shit to her account.
Oh my but God.
Then she would gift all the shit from that account to another account. So. So she would be like, oh, I don't have it. She's actually crazy.
Oh my God, your sister's insane. I think she's gonna grow up to be like a fucking like petty theft criminal or like.
No, yeah, maybe. But she doesn't have friends. Okay.
What, Amelia? Oh, sorry.
No,
didn't she say she had friends? She had gay friends.
Yeah. You can't rob gay people.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't. You just feel too bad.
I love the gays.
So you would rob them.
Yeah, yeah. Equality.
You're right.
Yeah, like, if a straight person deserves to be robbed, then so does a gay person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. Because, like, y'all begging for equality until someone robs you and then you accuse them of, like, gay
being hate. Homophobic. Oh yeah, you're
except
right.
They do it to like everyone, so like, gay hate.
It's not homophobic.
Like, if their main purpose, if their main reason for like robbing you was because you had money and not because you're gay, then it's not homophobic, you know?
Yeah, it's just because you're like rich, you should get a compliment.
Yeah, like, if I rob someone without knowing they're gay, and then I see, like, a story time on my YouTube page saying, oh my God, this homophobic bitch robbed me.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, I wouldn't feel bad after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, like, echoing really hard right
you're
now.
You're echoing really, like, I can hear myself.
You're echoing.
I can hear myself. Can you hear yourself?
No, but like your own voice is echoing.
Yeah, my own voice is echoing.
Why is it doing that? Are you speaking multiple times? I think it's recording your voice twice.
Oh, yeah, probably, but nothing else is open. It's just this. Does that mean if I, like, accidentally leave again, it'll happen three times?
I will kill you.
Wait.
I will actually kill you. Don't do it.
Oh, now the Indian video is, like, playing and it's not, like, stopping.
That's so fun. Okay. I think we end it here. We had a nice
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. No, I'm ready.
We have to say it at the same time.
Okay. What's the title again?
Two Girls, One Greek Salad.
Okay. Two Girls, One Greek Salad. Three, five. Oh, we did it.
Oh, my God.
We're so good.
I'm still here.
Oh, that's why I was echoing. Oh, my God. I'm going to leave a second. No, literally, there were two pages of the...
shit. See you guys next time.